Okay, we have still a fair amount of stuff to get through. I want to get us through the Finance Committee so we can get to the floor and get to the other business at hand. So just work with me on this, if you would, please. My concern with the lack of identification on these bids is if I were a bidder bidding on this, I wouldn't be too happy that other people are getting bids when it's not being identified. But I will, out of respect for Christy, accept what she said, that she has identified and categorized all of these bids to the position papers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions from members of the public on 2026-301A? If none, we are moving on to 2026-301B. That is original equipment parts for various vehicles. It's just an extension of the $836,600. Christy, please. That's on page 49, by the way.
Public Works is requesting 56.6 for the OEM parts, which are the original equipment parts for various vehicles, which basically includes every vehicle and piece of equipment in our fleet, including, you know, fire and all the others that were listed earlier, department-wise, that we're responsible for maintaining. This request is a 56.6, and I think, Mr. Cushman, this will probably answer your question, because these vendors can only provide the manufacturing brand that, so this is not something that we can't go to Peterbilt and say, I need Mack brakes. Peterbilt can only provide Peterbilt, Mack can only provide Mack. So that's how this bid works. So that's why you saw a lot of no bid on the previous one as well, because Tasca can only bid on Ford and Chevrolet. So that's what they did, just to clear up any confusion. So we are requesting to essentially add these vendors to the bid. So this would be part B of the last one. And just to point out as well that all three bids now, the 2026-295, 2026-301A and B, all share the same cap of $836,600. It is not individual caps of $836,000. They will all draw from the same cap. So regardless of what vendor we utilize that's approved, they all spend, the money is all spent from the same pot, basically. And I just wanted to make that clear so no one thinks that we're asking for, you know, well over $1 million.
Christy, these vendors, and I'll be honest with you, I have not added them all up, but were these vendors, were they all sent a request to bid?
Yes.
Whether it electronically or the mail or whatever. So every one of them was sent a request, right?
Yeah.
And every one of them chose not to bid, which drives me up a wall. And what's been happening, and this has been going on for a long time. These vendors, they don't bid for whatever reason. Oh, we didn't get the bid, we didn't know, we didn't have time, or they just don't want to bid. Because why bother bidding? They're going to give it to us anyways. That troubles me. It troubles me as finance chair. It troubles me as an elected official who represents all the taxpayers. And I'm sure my colleagues have, well, I'm not going to speak for my colleagues, but I would assume they also have concerns with that. So I have a problem with this. And I'm not going to be likely to sign on to this one either, because these companies, they can send in whatever they want for a bid, and you're kind of stuck with it because you need these specific parts for specific vehicles. I understand that. You can't put a Chevrolet part in a Peterbilt. So again, this is nothing that is on you, Christy, but it is on the process. And this type of thing, it just makes no sense to me. At the very least, these vendors, before they are approved for to do business with the city of Warwick, they should be at the very least providing you with list prices or some price, net price, whatever price it is, for the most commonly used pots that you have. And we've gone down this road for years. It's not just this year or last year or the year before. It's that you have developed a list over the years of your commonly used pots. Why aren't we making them do that before we just give them a blank check and say, go for it. You send us the bill, and we're going to have to pay for it. Because you have no choice. Once you get the pot, you got to pay for it. There's a problem with this type of process where we just add vendors on because they don't want to bid, they're too lazy to bid, they don't have time to bid, they didn't get the bids, but for whatever reason, it's okay, we're going to add you on to the bid list. I can't go on and support that. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Napa.
Christy, without adding on these vendors, would we still be able to fulfill all the purchase needs that we have for the city?
No.
That's all.
Councilman, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Question was, without adding these vendors on, would we be able to fulfill all of the purchase needs that the city has? I believe her answer was no.
Councilman Napa, I think that's a great question. And Christy, I understand your answer. But that doesn't make it okay with me that we don't hold these vendors to the fire. We don't make them submit something. I understand what Councilman Knapp is saying. I agree with what he said. I agree with what you said. What do you want me to do? You know, we got to have the pots. We have to hold their feet to the fire. They got to stop providing you with prices of some sort. To just let this go carte blanche is ridiculous. Councilman Napa.
If we're using some of these add-on vendors, and forgive me if it's an incorrect term, but I'm just going to call them add-on vendors, do you request quotes from a few of them before you make the purchase, or are we? Do you have a reference point, I guess,
so
is the question.
A lot of these vendors are very specific to one brand. Obviously, we have Heard Auto Mall on there, so we can get Chevy parts from them, but we can also get it from Tasco. So in that case, that would be somewhere where we get prices from both vendors and then determine, again, it's just like the other analogy I use, where we will go with the lowest price, but then it depends on the vehicle that needs to be repaired. So if it's something that's urgent, we'll, you know, if we have to get it from, say, Heard, if they were more expensive because we need to get this vehicle back out on the road, then that's the avenue we take. But under normal circumstances, we go with the low vendor and wait for the part to come in if that's something that we can do.
Kristen, just one follow-up question to spin off of what Councilman Chairman Lattiser was saying. Is there any mechanism for the city to sort of hold these vendors' feet to the fire? Do you have any suggestions as to how we can maybe push them, nudge them a little bit to be a little bit more responsive to your requests?
They have, you know, as Councilman Lattiser asked, and the answer was yes, they were all sent a packet, so to speak. Most of them are done electronically now. If they don't respond, there's not much we can do about that. As far as the 56.6, you know, we could certainly try to get some sort of list out of them. I'm not sure how confident we are, how successful we would be if they didn't submit a bid. But I mean, it's something we can certainly try in the future. But as far as this, you know, like Greenwood Fire, they only fix E1s. You know, we have those. Coastal International is the International. That's half our rescues. We have, you know, Anderson Motors is a Volvo dealer. That's our catch basin truck. So there's a lot of, you know, very specific needs in this list.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Are there any questions or comments from members of the public? Please identify yourself for the record, and I will, at the risk of being redundant, I will just say, please limit your comments to the bit. You've been here a lot, so you know the drill. Please, go ahead.
Ann Sheridan, Ward 9. So these bids are all original equipment replacement. Have we looked at doing aftermarket replacement? We all buy things in shop discounts. So I just replaced a radio in my car. It's not the manufacturer's radio. It was a different manufacturer, but guaranteed that it works in my car. And I know there are some things that are absolutely positively required have to be original. But do we need to buy Ford spark plugs for a Ford? I mean, can we just do generic things in a lot of our, and I know we get heavier usage than the norm, but maybe the issue is quality and quantity and prices doesn't really matter. Just curious. Is everything completely original requirement?
Christy?
Original manufacturer.
This bid is for items that we cannot do in aftermarket. Yes, we can do aftermarket spark plugs. We can do aftermarket belts. We can do aftermarket headlights in most cases. But this bid is for items that we cannot do aftermarket because they are very specific to whatever brand vehicle it is. You know, we can't get an aftermarket arm for a sanitation vehicle. We can't get... we can, you know, probably get aftermarket brake pads for a vehicle, but, you know, I'm trying to think of even a good example. I mean, you know, a fire commander, which basically runs the fire engines, those are probably about $10,000 now. We can't get those aftermarket. That's the type of stuff that we don't buy aftermarket. The other stuff, the generic stuff, the... You know, dime a dozen spark plugs and things like that. Yes, we do.
So if I may, you have a separate line item for aftermarket purchases?
That's why we have the other bid, the first one that was discussed. That's all aftermarket.
Okay, I thought everything was, okay, my mistake. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any other comments from members of the public? Sir. Please just identify yourself for the record.
Sure. My name is Pat Ford. I'm Coalition Radio Network. I'm here as a reporter, but I can't help but listen to this. This is more planting a food for thought. I spent just a hair under 20 years of my life as a fleet salesman selling Ford Motor Products.
Sir, excuse me. I need to interrupt you. Please keep the comments to this particular
This is ultimately germane to this.
I'm sorry?
This is completely germane to this. I have to ask the question, as someone who spent 20 years of his life being on the other side of that young lady, why is the town of Warwick, city of Warwick, excuse me, engaged in this type of fleet maintenance, in this type of bare bones management for so many different vehicles? Number one, you should research standardizing vehicles on a handful of types. Number two, you should be comparing these prices to outsourced fleet management. Sure, a handful of things might be more expensive, but I'm looking at the city of Warwick literally on the verge of a collective nervous breakdown because you're trying to do things that, quite frankly, it appears that you neither have the skills nor the resources. Sound, from what I can tell, I know the words, I know the language. She's doing a great job. You just shouldn't be in the automobile business. In fact, most municipalities in the state shouldn't be in any sort of these businesses. They should look for efficient ways to outsource it. And otherwise, next year, we're going to be right back here doing the same things. It doesn't matter whether you automate it or not. You're not in the car business. Get out of the car business. You can cut labor costs. You can cut administrative costs. Give up a little bit in terms of pricing and actually have a whole hell of a lot more efficient operation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we're going to move on to the last. No, we have... two more items, and let's see what we have left for time. 2026-288, large diameter clamps, found on page 51. Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from, Councilman Ricks. I don't have any questions at this time, but maybe I will. Go ahead.
Thank you. Actually, I just need to request a PCR to recuse on this item as well as the next item, number 287. Thank you.
I'm sorry, on this item and the next item? Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR for 2026-288? 726? Thank you. Any questions from members of the public on Councilman Ricks, are you all set? Okay. Any questions from members of the public on what is now PCR 7-26?
So, Rob Cody, Ward 7. So, here's a perfect example, right? So, on all these water department pots, you have these vendors. So, if you sent them out a list, they bid on it, right? But here's the problem. It's so antiquated. So, you don't know who you're getting the best price from, because this should be in an Excel spreadsheet. So at the bottom, it totals out the company's total bid, right? So now what has to happen is Christy or somebody else has to go through every single line item, and we're going to compare who sent us the 4x12-inch saddle from five different vendors. Okay, let's see who gave us the best price on that, all right? This should be electronic. Again, we're in the 1930s here. When all this is tabulated out, and a lot of it is done in pencil, if this is done on an Excel spreadsheet, bang, in 1 second, there it is. There's all your totals. You can ask as many questions as you want because all your data is there. And guess what? If now all of a sudden their discount rate changes from 40% to 35%, you change it in the column and everything changes. All your values change, and you can see it in a flash, right? So we can't see this. As it is right here, I don't know what the total is that Prescott bid. TI Sales LLC, we don't know what their total bid was. We have to sit there as members of the general public with a calculator and go through everything, because why? Because the system is so antiquated, we don't trust you, and I don't think anybody gets that. So people like Cushman and myself and other people, we have to waste our time, go back to do checks and balances, because we've come before you so many times and seen so many mathematical errors that we have to waste our time to go through this, when if it was in a format, you know, let's say in the 1960s would be a step up. If it's in a spreadsheet, bang, you click of the mouse and you have all the information that you need. But we still can't even get that. This city needs to take a step up into the 20th century.
That's pertaining to this bid, correct?
Of course it does. It pertains to the bid because, Mr. Lattisaw, look on page 65, right, which would be page 71 on the spreadsheet. Tell me what the total is that TI Sales bid. What's the total? Tell me what it is by looking at that document. Do you know what it is?
I'm quick with numbers, but not that quick.
Right.
Got it.
So we don't know. So, nobody here knows what they bid. So you cannot do a comparative analysis between what these five vendors bid, right? And so you have to go at each item, line by line. It's a Herculean task. Christy shouldn't have to do that. Members of the water department shouldn't have to do that. This should all be done electronically. There's nowhere, anywhere on the planet that does things like this in 2026 with pencil and paper. It's an embarrassment and it needs to change.
Thank you. Hopefully it's something that we can move forward on. We only have a few minutes left. 2026-287, pipe fittings and valves. Madam Clerk, I need a PCR on that one. PCR 826.
Mr. Chairman, on the prior item, would the committee make a recommendation?
Excuse me?
The prior item was assigned to PCR. Would.
Right. Oh, got it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. So we need a motion on PCR 7-26.
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Last item. over 50,000. 2026, 287. It is PCR 8-26. Councilman Ricks is going to be recusing on that. Do we have, that's found on page 69, by the way. Any questions from members of the committee? Hearing none. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Okay, hearing none, I need a motion on PCR. Director, did you have anything you wanted to comment on or add on to this? This is your item, right?
No, thank you.
Okay, you're all set? Okay.
Favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So, to the solicitor slash and or council president, the remaining items that we have are under the 50,000. I would suggest that we make a motion to move this entire package to the floor, outside of the PCRs, move them to the floor without a recommendation.
Yes, and you can take further public comment on the
correct.
On the items
absolutely.
That have not been addressed should there be
okay.
questions later.
Okay, so we can get down to the other items that we're all here for. I'm going to entertain a motion to move the two items that have been taken out, as well as the other items to the floor without a recommendation. What that means is when we come back to the committee, the finance committee anyways, all members of the public, you'll have an opportunity to comment on these other items and as we will. So I need a motion to move this to the floor without a recommendation.
Motion to move to the floor without a recommendation. Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all very much. And it is 6:23. The Finance Committee is adjourned. And Mr. President,
Chairman,
I turn the meeting over to you.
Chairman?
Sir?
There are two other items, the abatements and
right.
the other bid, if the committee could make similar recommendations.
Okay, let's just get to those. We have abatements. Do we have any questions regarding the abatements? Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Director, tell us about your abatements.
Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have $28,424.58 in front of you for abatements. About a third of those are tax appeals that were granted based on data corrections, and the rest were personal tax exemptions that the people qualified for.
Okay, so nothing of the unusual, and I know I've gone through them. There's nothing of significance. As you say, most of them appear to be just the regular abatements that people are qualified for, and for whatever reason,
yeah,
may
for tax
not
appeals,
have
okay. it's mainly items where we didn't get in the house before. Now they allowed an inspection. We reduced the assessment.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion on the abatements. So I'm looking for a motion to move to the floor without a recommendation. No, we'll do that. We'll do it. Let's do
move
it.
Favorable action.
Okay, we have a motion for favorable action. We have a second.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We have, I think that's it. Excuse me. Okay, so we're on, I believe it's the last item in finance for me. And this item is PCR 141-25. This was held at the previous meeting by the Finance Committee. There was several questions that were asked. There were no answers received. It was held by the Finance Committee, rightfully so. And I know a couple of us submitted questions to the chief of staff that were directed to the Department of the Water Department. I have received my answers from the chief of staff to all my questions. I don't have any further questions on those. Any members of the council, I'm sorry, the committee, have any? Councilman Muto.
I just want to make a comment. The follow-up document for those questions was excellent.
Thank you.
That is the type of information, knowing what the inventory is, what you're going to use it for, is spot on. So I appreciate the work and the effort in getting those that information to us.
Thank you. Director, I'm going to expound on that for a minute, because Councilman Muto is spot on. That is a perfect example. If we receive those things ahead of time, guess what? You don't have to hear me asking all these questions. We don't need to take all this time. But every question is relevant. There's no irrelevant question. That is what I have been striving for. Provide us with the answers, provide us with the blueprints, give us everything we need so that we can intelligently and responsibly and accountability to the taxpayers, the folks who are paying the bills, so we don't have to sit here for 2 or 3 hours asking the questions. These questions should be given to us right out of the gate. Thank you.
I need a chairman. I'd like to respond to that.
Excuse me. Sorry.
No disrespect. I'd like to respond to that. But it would be more efficient. You get your binders on Wednesday to ask those questions before you get here, and they would have been prepared. We've asked you about that before, and we would give you all the answers, but we didn't know what your questions are going to be. We don't have a crystal ball. It was a terrible presentation.
No, please. Excuse me. I will address the mayor. He's addressing me directly. I will address him. I appreciate everything that you would like to do, but work with me. Go ahead, Mayor.
No, it's just that we would answer any questions. We didn't know what the questions were going to be. And I agree, it was a horrible presentation. Terrible. Terrible presentation.
But so why do you allow it?
You get your binders on Wednesday. We didn't know what the questions were going to be. It was a simple matter of giving us a call or an email, and you would have had all the answers.
Mr. Picozzi, Mayor, with all due respect to you, and I mean this sincerely, when the taxpayers are paying $80, $90, $100,000 a year to directors, this councilman expects them to have the answers. I am not, I've been telling everybody that for years. Thank you. Mr. Mayor,
councilman,
Mayor, with all
last
due,
January.
No, Mayor, excuse me, I listen to you, okay? So with all due respect, these simple questions. I'm not asking people military secret questions. I'm asking them simple questions like, what do you have? What do you need? What do you want? Why do you want it? These are questions that your department heads should have right. And by the way, let me add, with all due respect to the department heads, the majority of them do. I don't have many issues with most of the department heads, but when you come before me and the answers are not there for simple questions that you should have, I am not going to come in the back door, ask questions in the back. And why? Because of what I've been saying for 5 or 6 years. I want the members of the public to know the questions I ask, and I want them to know the questions I receive. Now, you perhaps don't agree with that, and that's fine. We have this right to disagree.
Not at all, Councilman.
As far as the questions go, when they're paying that kind of money, I expect the department heads to know them. Even better, have those department heads get us the information ahead of time. Then you don't have to sit here and listen to me with this big diatribe that I don't particularly enjoy doing.
Chairman, we do give it to you ahead of time.
Thank you.
We had a discussion when you became finance chair last January, and you agreed with me that the question should be asked earlier. If we give you the information, it's not always the same. It's not always correct. It's not always all there. A simple phone call, a simple email, and you can still ask the questions here. You can still ask them here on the floor. I'm not going to keep going back and forth, but
Mayor, you're absolutely correct. On January 15, 2025 at 10 a.m., I met with yourself. I met with the finance, with the chief of staff, with the council president, and there may have been one or two other folks there. Here's the list of questions that I presented then. I presented them 2 other times since then. These are simple, basic questions that everybody should have. We agreed that those questions would be answered. Well, they haven't all been answered. And I haven't been asking questions outside of this list on the floor that are military secrets. So no, I've given the list.
If you needed additional information, you could have asked before you got here. I agree with you. It was a horrible presentation.
No, simple questions.
No, you do hear it because I said he can still ask them at the council meeting.
So, excuse me. That's not going to help. Excuse me, please. I'm asking you again to just work with me on this. We need to be respectful. Just because I get a little heated doesn't mean everybody's going to get a little heated, okay? Mayor, you're right.
And the chairman, and I argue all the time. We're friends. But I don't agree with waiting until you get here. Because other councilmen do call before we get here. And then you can still ask the same questions here. And I agree with you. It was probably the worst performance I've ever seen.
See, I look at it differently. I think if the department heads have a concern about something or they think that I'm going to have a problem, a lot of these department heads have been working with me now for 13 years. Those are the department heads that I don't have any problems with for the most part. They know the questions I'm going to ask. They know what Lattisura is looking for. So I'm supposed to pick up the phone and start calling all different department heads to say, okay, what about this? What about that? No,
Chairman, I'm not doing it. Excuse me. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You can't talk to department heads anymore.
Say what?
You can't talk with department heads anymore.
Yes, you can, about any budgetary council, Mr. Muto.
Councilor Muto, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
It's a completely wrong point.
Okay.
Councilmen talk on council matters.
Thank you, Mayor.
What you can't do, Mr. Muto, is try to get potholes fixed by going around the system.
No, that's true. But I can also assure everyone that this guy ain't changing. Thank you. Yes. What else have we got? Okay, we need a vote on PCR 141-25.
Make a motion for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second by Councilor Muto.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If the motion is to take a formal action, we need to take comment, or if we're going to take comment later, we can move it to the floor.
Yeah, we're going to say what? Yeah, we already did. We've already asked for people to comment on this.
So Councilman Foley's motion is to send it to the floor with no recommendation, and we'll take it.
We're voting favorable action.
Okay,
the committee didn't have any questions. The council didn't have any questions. Members of the public didn't have any questions. I got the answers to what I wanted. The last meeting, the other council people got the answers that they wanted. The director didn't have anything to add. Why do we need to go back through this all over again on the floor? No, we have a motion. We have a second. We voted yes. It's done.
Please ask for the public.
Oh, okay. So that's what happens when you get me fired up. Do we have any comments or questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none.
Move favorable action.
Thank you, Councilman.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion, members of the committee? Hearing none. Anita, vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned at 6:35. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your patience. And we'll be talking to you all again soon.
Would the Public Safety Committee please come to order?
Alrighty. Public Safety Committee is in session at 6:35. Items.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I need a motion to accept the minutes of the committee for December 1st.
Yep.
It's on December 1st?
Yep. Oh, hold on.
Wrong committee. October 6th. Need a motion to accept the minutes for October 6th.
Make a motion to approve.
What is he looking at?
All in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Actually, hold on. We had two absents. We had Lattiser absent and Rex absent. So the only two that could vote is you and I.
Wait a minute. On October 8th?
October 6th. You're marked absent.
To clarify, I believe that this is concerning December 15th, not October 6th.
Yeah. December 15th?
Yeah. Oh,
there we go. My apologies. December 15th.
Two meetings in 13 years, Chairman.
There you go. All right, I'll correct it. So for the meetings, I need an approval for the meeting minutes for December 15th, 2025. Quiet, please. Quiet. So it's just he and I, right? Yep. So you and I can only vote. All right. So do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve it.
Yes. I second. All in favor? Aye.
Yes.
All right.
Abstain.
2-0 abstain. Abstain. All right. We have one item on the agenda. It is a claim. Let's get it. I only had one, right? Oh, the traffic study, though. Okay. We have two. So we have one PCR. 3-26, a resolution relative to traffic studies. I'd like a motion to move to the floor with no recommendation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 4-0. I have a second PCR-626, a resolution relative to Christopher Motors claim. I'd like a motion to move to the floor without recommendation.
Move to the floor without a recommendation.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Public safety is adjourned at 6:40.
Would the Intergovernmental Committee please convene?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
How we doing? You know.
Good evening. Time is now 6:40. Intergovernmental comes to order. First up, acceptance of the minutes from December 15th. Do I have a motion?
Motion move favorable action.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So we're gonna follow the same process that the previous committees did. So we're just going to take up each one of these items. We will move them to the floor without recommendation so we can get on with the council meeting. First up is an appointment to the Historic District Commission, Ginny Leslie, reappointment, looking for a motion to move to the floor without recommendation.
Motion to move to the floor without recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, George Schuster, same commission, looking for the same motion.
Motion to move to the floor without recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number one, PCR 9325, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 2025-2026 term. Looking for the same motion here.
Motion to move to the floor without recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. PCR 5325, resolution establishing a financial oversight commission.
We are actually holding that and reintroducing it as an ordinance, so we're going to pull that.
Hold or withdraw?
Let's withdraw.
Withdraw. Motion to withdraw.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And PCR 5-26, resolution establishing a commission to review and make recommendations regarding modernization, sustainability, economic development potential of the city's athletic and recreational facilities and infrastructure. Looking for a similar motion?
No, we're going to move to the floor with a no recommendation.
Okay, excellent.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And at 6:42, intergovernmental is adjourned.
Doing land use.
At this point in time, we've concluded three of the five committees. The others are not implicated with potential changes, so we can take those up later. At this time, we're going to prepare for the full council to convene for the evening's business.
There's no public comment tonight.
All right. The full council will convene at 6:43 p.m. Clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt.
Here.
Mr. Kirby.
Here. Yeah.
Mr. Lattisa. Mr. Muto.
Here.
Mr. Napa.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Nine present.
Councilman Foley can please lead us in the salute to the flag.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare of a bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
All right, first things first, general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Any council members have anything for general communications? Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to offer a moment of silence to Guy Gravino Jr. He passed away right before Christmas. He's a lifelong resident of Warwick. Guy was
He was a fighter. He was a four-time Golden Globe boxing champion. And he worked at the Iggy's Doughboy and Chowder House with his family. And for those that didn't know, he's the one that created the white chowder recipe for Iggy's. So if you've enjoyed the white chowder, it is he that created it. So a moment of silence, please.
Please have a moment of silence. All right, Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to be the first to wish our council solicitor, Mr. Walsh, a happy birthday. All these people are here to sing to.
I feel like we should apologize to him. All right, anyone else? All right, seeing none, next we have executive communications. So as it states on here, Council President Sanapi, reorganization of council committees. I don't need to restate the communication that already went out and was published. So we'll just keep it simple at this time. The opportunity for anybody to invoke Rule 1, should they so choose.
I so invoke.
Councilman Ricks.
I so invoke and object.
I second.
Just say I didn't hear part of it. I'm sorry.
Formally objecting to the reorganization of committees.
Got it.
Second.
So, Councilman Lattiser, you had something.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I would request through the chair to our council solicitor, please, under parliamentary inquiry, explain the process for everyone, not just for the members of the public, but also for those of us in the elected positions, so everyone is crystal clear on what's going to take place, especially my colleagues. If you have any question that may not be clear about what's going to go on or happen, please turn that light on and fire away. Mr. Solicitor.
Thank you, Councilman. On the parliamentary inquiry, you've requested that I outline the rules that have us here and the procedures that would follow. We're here under an executive communication that was posted to the agenda and published online as well. And it outlines that a reorganization plan would take place with specific changes to three different committees, and that the rules that we're here are under Rule 1, 5, 9 of the council rules, and Robert's Rules of Order 1323. Under those collective provisions, the council president is the appointing authority for the standing committees of which the reorganization proposes to change. Including in that authority is the power to remove and replace committee members subject to an appeal. I will go briefly through some of the provisions, but under the city charter, the council passes a resolution to conduct its business and set the order of business. That was effectuated by this body on January 13th with passage of what is now R25-1. It was subsequently amended in July, but those changes don't have any bearing on the proceedings here or the rules that are being addressed at this time. So under Council Rule 1, the president does decide all questions and points of order subject to an appeal by any one member, and pursuant to the rules of the council and the rules of Robert's Rules of Order. Effectively, our enacted resolution is the guiding document, and Robert's Rules of Order supplements where it doesn't conflict. So our council rules that we've passed take priority, and Robert's Rules gap fills other provisions. Under Rule 5, the president is the appointing authority of the standing committees. He's named four members to each, including the chairs and vice chairs. And under Council Rule 9, you also have powers to fill vacancies for designated reasons as well. Under Robert's Rules 1323, the power appoint includes the power to fill any vacancy. It provides further that, quote, unless the bylaws or governing rules provide otherwise, the appointing authority has the power to remove or replace members of the committee. If a single person, such as the president, has the power of appointment, he has the power to remove or replace a member so appointed. So that's the structural rules that we're here under. This was all discussed as part of a rule change in January, at the January 13th meeting, when we adopted what was then known as PCR 125, that was sub A, because it was amended at that meeting. In prior terms of the council, Rule 5 specifically had a provision in it that effectively made clear that when appointed to a committee, you served for the full term. That provision was changed in the adopted rules that this body unanimously approved it at the January 13th meeting. So that is the kind of the difference that was made. And now, under the power so provided in the rules, we're appropriately here as the council president has filed the executive action. This action is subject to an appeal, and it only requires one member of the body to appeal. And in following Robert's Rules of Order 24-3, the appeal of the decision of the president is debatable by the members of the council, but it is not amendable. The question is on sustaining the decision of the president, and which changes the committee membership. If a majority of the council vote to approve, or if the vote is tied, the decision of the president is sustained, and the changes of the committee membership would proceed. If a majority of the council votes against the decision of the president, the appeal prevails, and the committee reorganization will be vacated. So that is the rule basis and the procedural guidelines for how we're here tonight.
Point of order.
Please state your point of order.
Point of order. I believe there was a rolling quorum may have occurred regarding this matter. I request that sheer ruling on whether proceedings would violate the Open Meetings Act.
Please effectuate your rationale for the rolling quorum.
So the rolling quorum is once this was posted, a majority of the council were made aware of it and possibly discussed it before it came to the public vote.
The mere possibility isn't sufficient for finding that.
Please, one more time.
A speculation is not sufficient, I think, in challenging that.
No, it's not a speculation. So I'll move that each council member states for the record whether they participated in any conversations, emails, texts, communications with any other member regarding this member prior to the meeting. Furthermore, I move to postpone this item indefinitely until the Attorney General can determine whether a rolling quorum occurred.
I'll second.
Excuse me. I have several more actions.
You made a motion, right?
I need a motion.
I'll second the motion. Mr. Solicitor, I seconded Councilman Muto's motion.
So the open meetings issue is more... the open meetings issue is more appropriately articulated or challenged with the Attorney General's office. If there's evidence of such, that would be challenged in that manner. Absent presentation of evidence, it seems like it would be out of order.
Got to vote on it.
I would suggest without a stronger presentation of evidence, it would appear to be out of order at this time. That is a question for raising with the Attorney General's open meetings office.
Just please maintain order.
So we're going to take a brief recess, everyone, so people can calm down.
Please.
Then
I
we'll
want
come
to get
back
through this too, and then we want to get through it correctly. Thank you.
We're gonna take a brief recess so people can calm down. So people can calm down. As a reminder, I have to maintain decorum. Obviously, decorum is not happening right now, given that you're shouting down the solicitor, Councilman Lattiser, myself, and Councilman Muto. We actually want to address the business before us. Please let us. We're going to take a brief recess, do a nice reset. I assume you all still be here, which is fine, but everyone needs to maintain decorum. Thank you.
Mr. President, how long is the recess? Mr. President, 2 minutes. Thank you.
Okay.